That's a good lesson for all of us, I think. New music with Ryan Egan is next hour as well. But right now, speaking of something practical, if you want to make a real difference to the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, how do you do it? How do you know where to even begin with this process? What if I told you that there was a 7-step guidebook designed to make all of this easy? That book is called Practical Reconciliation, Strengthening Relationships for All Australians in 7 Easy Steps. And this particular piece of simple genius is the work of Bardi elder Manu Andrews and learning and facilitation expert Carla Rogers. Matt Webber from ABC Gold Coast spoke to Manu and Carla earlier, and he was wondering or not whether to use the local Yungambeh greeting, Jingari, but second-guessed himself. So was it too tokenistic? He's not Indigenous. Was it appropriate? Well, it turns out this book is just the book for him, as Manya explains.
Absolutely. It is the easy, practical guide for people, because very often Carla and I run a cultural Aboriginal cultural awareness business, and very often people come to us and say, look, we want to help, but we don't know where to start. And so really that sort of inspired us to write this book, so that we give people ideas about where and how to start. And we do, we talk about Aboriginal languages, we talk about, you know, acknowledging Indigenous people through welcome to country and acknowledgement of country.
I want to talk about that in a specific way in a moment, because there is a difference and sometimes people get the two confused. What do non-Indigenous people really struggle with most in terms of connecting?
As a non-Indigenous person, I guess that provides us a lot of material, Matt, to know, because I've been there.
Yeah.
I've had a pretty interesting journey, and I'd say I've grown up with a lot of stereotypes and had a picture of what an Aboriginal person would look like, and then to fast forward 20 odd years, and here I am, co-owner of an Indigenous business, which is pretty awesome. So it's people can feel nervous and just not know where to start. So we'd love to share simple ideas of what you can do to reach out to Aboriginal people. And even for me, it's as simple as where I started from was just an absolute hunger and desire for an Aboriginal friend. So when we say friend, I'm not talking just about a person. A simple way may be to befriend the culture. And so it could be as simple as watching some in Indigenous programming on TV. Find out who your local group is, and then maybe even find out if there is a word for hello in that language, and practice with that. Practice with doing an acknowledgement of country, and maybe Manya can talk about more about what that is. But there's, so you know, we say that the 1 in 30 rule. Only 1 in 30 people, statistically in Australia, are Indigenous. So that's what this book is kind of all about. Is it can't be up to that 1 in 30 people to forward reconciliation, and it's got to be up to the 29 of us that aren't Indigenous to befriend Indigenous culture and learn about.
It's not up to you to approach me. It's up to me to inform myself, and that's what's so good about this book that you've put together. Carla Rogers, there, Manya, tell me, as an Indigenous person, do you often get that sense of sort of awkwardness and unfamiliarity from non-Indigenous people towards you, who they may seem friendly and approachable and kind enough and interested enough, but sort of don't really know how to broach the void, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. There still is that. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm a very welcoming person, and I'm likely to be smiling back. And I actually have a very gentle approach to cultural awareness training or teaching people about my culture. I'm not a person who says, you know, tut, tut, don't say that or whatever. I encourage open debate, because it's the only way you can learn. And I think I'm very friendly in that, and I think people sense that, and they often say, oh, geez, you know, Manya is so warm and open and friendly. And I find you have to be that in order to further reconciliation in this country. Not that it's up to us to do it, but I'm just playing my part, and my part that the role that I play is very soft and gentle with people. So I don't bite people's heads off. So
Manya Andrews and Carla Rogers, the book is Practical Reconciliation, Strengthening Relationships for All Australians. 7 Easy Steps. It's beautifully written in a very simple and approachable kind of way, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. The role of humour. You talk about softness and gentleness, Manya. What about the role of humour bringing people together and making people feel less bad about not doing the right thing?
Well, I think, you know, it's been proven that it's hard to be mad at someone when you're laughing with them. So, and our people are very funny. And so we share many anecdotes, funny anecdotes. And so people start to relax and they go, oh, here's someone with a sense of humour. And the other thing with that is I'm slow to anger about, you know, somebody saying the wrong thing or whatever. I don't get bothered too easily. And I think that that's also about me and my own sense of humour that has gotten me through hard times through life, and which is a wonderful thing. And I think we need more of it, and I think we need to laugh more with one another and share stories. And so that's how I come at it and approach it.
Yes. I was going to say, I guess that's how we approach our whole business. The book is, you know, black and white working together. And we also share a lot of, we learn from our mistakes. Yes. And but we like to be a living example of this. Like, yes. We've been there, done that. We like to walk our talk and for people to call us out if we're not.
Yeah, indeed. Can we talk about unconscious bias and how people can perhaps recognise it better or have it, you know, in front of mind more than perhaps they do? How can they go about correcting what oftentimes is just born of habit?
Yeah, definitely. And we have a particular activity that draws this out from people that's called Unpacking Our Cultural Baggage, where we ask a number of questions like, for instance,
if someone doesn't look me in the eye, how does that make me feel? And then people, we do a little bit of speed dating and people unpack that, but it's like you do have this bag with you, and then we pull out, you know, key things from that bag just to demonstrate. And this is across all cultures, you know, and that just that discussion about eye contact can, across cultures, it can be so different. And Manya, yes. Do you want to talk about your experience in Aboriginal culture around eye contact?
Well, most people, I think have come to realise that direct eye contact, for instance, is a no-no in our culture. You know, we're taught from a very young age to bow our head and not look elders in the eye, and they can be people in authority, such as teachers and police. And yet, what's the first thing that a teacher says to a little Koori kid, little Murray kid? Look me in the eye when I'm talking to you. And they've just asked that little kid to break one of the most basic cultural protocols for our people. So it's making people aware of those little things that you probably wouldn't even think about, and looking at all aspects of culture from, you know, how to behave, what's polite, what's politeness, polite behaviour. For instance, a lot of Gadigal people grow up emphasising the importance to say please and thank you, whereas for Aboriginal people, that's not a big issue. In fact, there are no words for please or thank you in any Aboriginal language.
Isn't that remarkable?
And we get people to think about, well, why is that? You know, culture isn't something that just dropped out of the air. And so when we do kinship, and we play what I call the skin game, they soon learn that everybody is connected to each other and obligated to one another. So it makes words like please and thank you superfluous, so they fall by the wayside. So just understanding those basic differences between us and realising, no, it's not because we're ungrateful or anything like that. It's just not part of our culture, and we show appreciation in other ways.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, how we've designed the book, Matt, is for it to be very interactive. So it's really a journey of self-discovery and just learning more about yourself around these 7 key areas.
What are your hopes for all of this? You know, what would be the best result for you, having written this book?
Yeah, we've got a pretty bold vision out
we
there.
We do, a bigger vision.
Share your vision with us.
Yeah, the bigger vision is for a kinder and more inclusive Australia.
Simple but powerful, isn't it? Yeah. And I've got to mention the card too before I let you go.
Yes.
People won't have this. It's a wallet card. Think of a business card size thing. It's not cardboard. It's a nice sturdy plastic, so it's not going to deteriorate in any time. And it's designed just to slip in your wallet or your handbag or whatever it is that you have. An acknowledgement of country card. This is just genius, simple genius, guys. Explain to me the meaning and thought that's gone into this.
Well, again, just wanting to for people to get on board with the cultural protocol and to make it accessible, which is part of our training all the time. But it's important for people to understand what a welcome to country is and what an acknowledgement of country is. And most people know that only a traditional owner from that land can give a welcome to country. So it's for everybody else who want to give an acknowledgement of country and an acknowledgement of the people that came before them. And so there's a suggested wording in the back. But I always say to people, you know, Matt, that, forget about the formula and just speak from the heart. It's no different as if you went and visited a friend at their home and you'd walk in and you'd go, oh, what a beautiful home you have. You know, how long have you been here? Tell me about your family and so forth. No different. So, but the other important thing too is when you are giving an acknowledgement of country, it's important to find out the name of the people and learn to pronounce them properly. Because you want to avoid situations like that.
If you can't, you can give a general acknowledgement. But it is a credit card. It's like a little credit card.
Yeah.
Matt, so you can think of it as building credit towards creating a kinder Australia.
I absolutely love that. That is Matt Webber, our ABC Gold Coast colleague, speaking with Manya and Carla about their brand new book. And it's called Practical Reconciliation, Strengthening Relationships for All Australians in Seven Easy Steps, hopefully making you feel more comfortable forging that relationship and that connection with an Indigenous person and also, making society more kind and inclusive. I love that overall objective. It's a beautiful thing. Sometimes it can be tricky as adults navigating our way through friendships, especially when they go pear.